Blog Talk Radio.
I got something I would like to tell you. Those of you who don't have no God on your side, if I were you today, I wouldn't wait too long. I'd bow down on my knees and say, for God I live, and for God I'm willing to die. You may not feel like you need, but after a while, when it's all over, when someone calls and you won't be able to no longer, please listen to me and take this advice.
Jackson Southern Air says, don't let it be said too late. Ooh, brother, he loved that song. You know, I asked my brother to play that song a long, 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 long time ago, and he must have kept it because he played always at the right time. Brother and sister, that is one true song if there have ever been. We don't want to let it be too late. The Lord has extended our time each and every day that he wakes us up in the morning and let us close eyes to lay down at night. God has given us another chance each and every day of our lives to get it right. Brother Dog, I got to do a prayer here for my brothers and his wife. You all know him as Big Man, Brother Ernie. We've been told that his wife is not doing too good, but yet we know. We trust in him. We believe that God is just able. And even when God don't answer our prayers, sister and brother, the way we want him to, we know still him able. Him able to do all things but fail. I want to take a moment here before I pray. I want to take a moment here to go through a few verses. After a verse, then we're going to whisper a word of prayer. I want my brothers and sisters, when they get a chance, to grab the Bibles, knock that dust off of them, and look at the 23rd verse of Psalm. Psalm 23. My Bible says it's page 918 in my Bible. I have the original King James. Let's look at what that statistic verse is saying. The Bible says, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. You know, when I tell Brother Dog, I said, Brother Dog, if you come to Bobby Cole's race, don't worry about nothing. I got you. I don't care what you want to do. I don't care how much you want to run for. I don't care what hotel you want to live in. I don't care what you want to eat. I don't care what movie you want to go see. I don't care what you want to go shopping for. Brother Dog, I got you. Now, I want you to believe that because I've never let you down, and I never will. And then Brother Dog can come on down the highway knowing that he don't really have what he would like to have in his pocket, but he know once he get there, he ain't worried about it because Brother D done told me that he got me. And he's going to take care of me. And that's how we have to look at the Lord. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Verse 2 says, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still water. He restoreth my soul. Now, you all remember once before Brother D went through this verse with you, this passage of scripture with you. And as I was going through, if you all recall, I told you how you could make the 23rd Psalm be so personal to you. Listen to what he says. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. And I like that because he's letting me know that it's not me. I'm not doing this. God is leading me, for not for my sake, but for his sake. He wants me to go out here and tell you about him, not to make myself look good, but to, thank you, Jesus, but to give him all the glory in the name of Jesus. My soul said, yes, Lord. He says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, the death ain't hit me yet, but it's the shadow of death. He said, I fear no evil. For thou art with me. Ain't it good to know that you got someone with you? You know, I saw a little sketch once where the little boy was being tormented and teased all the time by the bigger boy. And one day his brother told him, he said, look, he said, I want you to go down there and tell him that I'm not going to be picked on by you no more. And his little boy was scared, and his big brother told him, he said, don't I always be there for you? He said, yes. He said, well, I would not let you down this time. So the little boy walked on down the street, and he walked up to the big boy, and he told him, he said, I'm not going to be picked on you no more. I'm not going to run from you no more, and you're not going to bully me no more. He didn't see his big brother standing behind. The big brother was standing in the middle of the street, and the little bully looked at the big brother, and he said, you're right, I'm not going to bother you no longer. See, the Lord is my shepherd. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will feel no ill because God, he got me. For thou art with me, thou rod, comfort me. He says, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You know what God do? God will make you look good right in front of your enemies. It ain't nothing they can do about it. He says, thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And when you do that, that's because you are in tune with the Lord Almighty. You got your business fixed with God on this side. So therefore, when you cross over, you ain't got to worry about being absent from this body. And look what he goes on to tell you something, brother. He says, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Ain't it good to know that you're going to dwell with the Lord Almighty? God is Amen. So good to Amen. Man. God allows Amen. Us to make it personal, bro, dog. We can make it personal Amen. With him. In Amen. The name of Jesus. We want to ask each and every last one that's listening there, if you
will
bow your heads, give God your heart. In the name of Jesus. We want to give God our heart. We want to give God our ear, and we want to pray today. We want to pray, sister and brother, like we never prayed before. We want to ask God to come in and deliver something right now. We want to ask God to do what only God can do. See, there comes a time, sister and brother, that we get so far out there, only God can bring us back. There's only so much we can do for ourselves. But man's extremities It's God's opportunity. It is just an opportunity. Oh, it's just an opportunity. See, brother, he can speak from experience because he's been there. It's just an opportunity. I asked the Lord one time, month he was on a deathbed, I said, Lord, just let me make it home. And when I got home, her body was jumping, so she was raising up off the bed. She couldn't say a word, but all she would blink her eyes. I said, T, do you know where I am? Blink your eyes. And she would blink. But my family had already called me and told me she wanted to see me. And as I talked to her in motions of blinking eyes. See, God was so good to master Lord to do this for me, and God did it. Then I told her, I said, baby, never going to be back one day next week to see you. I made it home, and about 4 o'clock that morning, the phone rang. She was gone. But you see how God answered my prayer. I asked the Lord to allow me to get there to see her. And he did just that. Father God, we come before you this evening. But we come with a humble heart and a bowed down head. We come today, Father, as an intercessor for one of our brothers. We know, Lord, that you already know what we're about to pray for before we pray. You know what we're about to ask for before we ask. For I read in your word, you said, while I was yet calling, you would already answer. And you said, while I was yet speaking, you have already heard it. So I know that I know that I know that you already know what we need. And you know what we want. But Father, we ask today, if it be thy will, we ask that you go into the hospital room right now. We ask that you touch our brother's wife's body right now. And if it be thy will, Lord, we ask that you heal her right now. For we know that you are a healer. We know you're a way maker. We know you're a mind regulator. And above all, Lord, we know that you're God and God all by yourself. We know that you're able to heal, Lord, to the utmost. And we just ask that you touch right now. And then, Father, in the process of blessing Brother Ernest's wife, Father, we ask that you bless him. We ask that you touch his heart, touch his mind. Let him know that whatever decision you make in life, that it's right, that you've never made a mistake in life, that you never lost a battle. Give him understanding to accept whatever you do. Give him strength to hold on a little while longer. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we love you, Lord. Bless her right now. Touch in a way that only you can, Lord. Touch in a way that man can't. We ask, Father, that you would give the doctors the strength and the knowledge to be able to administer whatever need to be done. But when it's all said and done, when all the prayers have been prayed, all the singing and the phone calls have been done, Lord, we leave it in your hand. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We know, Father, we ask sometimes more than we can receive. We're so glad that you give us a way to you to just ask anyway. And we're just asking for healing right now, Lord. Touch right now. In the name of Jesus. Yeah. In the name of Jesus. Bless right now, Lord. Bless right now. Father, these blessings among men, and we ask in your darling son, Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we pray. If the heart say amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Brother Dog, we're so glad that we know God to be a healer. We're so glad that we know God to be God. And we just leave it in his hand. And I say this to Brother Ernie as I prepare to turn this back over to Brother Dog. My brother, I say keep your hand in God's hand. And keep your head up, God will, and just be willing, able to accept what God do. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Brother Dog, right. I give it back to you.
All right. Appreciate it. I want to thank Brother D for coming on with it. All right, guys, today is one of them days that the lines are overfull. The lines are overfull, so that means if you get a glitch in your phone or somebody call you at the wrong time, you might drop off. I already got 7 people calling and said, get me on the show. Now, the show is over full today because of the big race we had up in Coastal Plain this week. A lot of guys that don't even come on the show now because they want to hear what's going on. But this is a different kind of show over here. We cover a lot of things, guys. Just like on Mondays, we usually have Ernest Tech Talk, which goes on an hour. On Tuesdays, we usually have the prayer hour. And on Wednesday, we have the Sister Mary with a time for reflection. All those normally come before we get over here and start talking trash and beating up everybody and doing all this here. So I'm going to say it today. I wear a lot of hats. And we have this thing that we call the Bear Report. And I'm going to do the Bear Report here before we get off the air. But I want to tell all y'all that the Bear Report might focus on some people that y'all never heard of. But since nobody technically called me and told me what was going on, unless I got nosy and went down and looked it up for myself, I don't know what you did. Some things I did see you do. Some things I don't know you didn't do. So my point I'm trying to make, if you did not tell me, either text me, hit me on Facebook with it or whatever, and you don't get recognized or mentioned, that's your problem. That's a you problem. That's not a my problem. I'm going to do what I do from tickling it normally, like somebody said last week, on wherever I was at. And this week, I hate to say it, them weak-ass, sorry-ass DMV boys and girls put on one hell of a show. So they might get their grease this week. DMV might get the grease. But we got some new people on there, and they new, and they just over here because they just want to maybe hear their name getting called. But a lot of them ain't going to get their names called. And they new. Guys, I done told y'all, I've seen them put out the message. When you call into the show, you do not have to hit the one button. Somebody put it on Facebook, call into the show and hit the one button. You do not have to hit the one button unless you want to talk. Now, when you hit the one button, then I'll open your mic up and you can talk. But if you don't want to talk, do not hit the one button because you just hit it in my way. If the show wasn't so fooling, it was your first time, I might have knocked you off him, but I ain't going to do it today. And I told Smoke just because he went on there. I ain't going to tell you what Smoke did. Smoke did something to y'all hero down there. I don't like that, Smoke. I'm going to tell you now. I don't like that Rodney Majetic. But I need somebody to do me something from the DMV. If anybody from the DMV know Big Sam, I think that's his name, Big Sam, that does the prayer, get him on your phone and hit the one button. Big Sam need to do a prayer. I ain't going to tell him what he need to pray for yet, though. But if anybody from the DMV can get Big Sam, I think his name's Sam, Big Sam on here that does the prayer. And see, there go Larry. There go Larry Gargantua calling me. And no, I done told he know better. I done told his dumb ass. Now, his Larry go Gargantua, Big Larry calling me, a big dumb bastard. But anyway, anybody that know Big Sam or Smoke from the DMV, Big Sam from the DMV that does the prayer, or anybody from the DMV, try to get him on the phone and hit the one button, and I need him on the phone. Yeah. Hold on, I'm coming. Did anybody get anybody from the DMV? I need somebody from the DMV to do a prayer. Does anybody have anybody from the DMV? Let me see. Smoke, can you hear me? Smoke, 252-5358. Smoke, you out there still, Smoke? Smoke, are you there?
Yeah, I'm out here, dog. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Do you know Big Sam? Is that Big Sam that you normally pray?
Is his name Sam? I don't know.
Okay, no problem. I'm going to close you back up. Don't go nowhere. I told your big dumb ass to hit the one button, you didn't do it, but okay, no problem. You can take your hand out, but just stay where you at. Don't do that because you might get knocked off the show. Somebody going to get on your – we're going to ask some people to get on your ass, though, because you went out there and knocked off a legend. Well, I ain't going to talk about – I'll talk about that later. I'm closing you back up. 910-9425. Who is that? 910-9425. Oh, you got a lot of noise already, so fuck you. I'm going to close you back up. I ain't going to kick you off the show, but – because but you got your damn hand raised. Does anybody from the DMV, I need somebody from the DMV Anybody from the DMV that can say a prayer or something before I get Larry, big dumbass, on here, gargantuan, that dumb fucker. Excuse my French, y'all. I apologize. I don't mean to cuss that much today. But he done pissed me off. He the first one told everybody they better call in early to get a spot. And guess what? He didn't even call to get a spot. I'm going to call him, though, because it was his show that I was at and he invited me to come. I was at his show. So I'm going to give him the privilege to come on here in a minute to talk about his show. But I got to, see, like I told you over here, we do a lot of shit. Come on. Oh, hold on. Yeah, Drake, that's another brother declare. Brother D, if you don't shit, if you, and here go Kid with his dumb ass. I know, Kid, you know, why do people have to text me and tell me my show full? Oh, Big Tony. Okay, Big Tony. They say his name, Big Tony. Somebody get Big Tony on the phone. I could have swore they said his name. I'm saying, all right, Big Tony, that's who I need to, the one that be saying that normally comes on the show and I saw him do a prayer. I need, but anybody from the DMV, it don't have to be him. Just get me somebody from the DMV that you know, that's kind of can say a prayer, because I got a public service announcement to put out for the DMV. I got a public service announcement to put out for them there. Yeah, so, and I don't know if the Big Fred and them on here or not either, but gargantuan, that big, or somebody, duh. I noticed, why do people text me and tell me my show full? Why they texting and telling me this? Duh, I know this. It's my show. I'm looking at it. Don't text me and tell me my show fool. I know it. Trick or leak, I saw you on it. If you fell off, that's your problem. I ain't calling nobody to get on the show today but the promoters. I might not even call the promoters because they get free advertisement, and if they don't know when to get on the show, fuck them too. I ain't no, you know, I'm a good guy, but I ain't no, you know, I'm getting tired of the same shit that just take me for granted all the time. This show goes around the world, DMV, North, South, East, West. Everybody be on here listening because we some nosy motherfuckers, so everybody come to this one show to find out what's going on for the weekend. But if you don't get on time, don't keep calling me, and then you're going to call me and tell me the show full. I know this, but let me, hold on. I'm getting another day. Let me see what they. I hope I don't have to cuss nobody out. Hope I don't have to cuss nobody out. It ain't fucking rough, Trigger. You shouldn't even be texting me. We go through the same shit every week. Why are you texting me? It ain't rough. It ain't rough. We do the same shit. I mean, you ain't lying. Now, Trigger, you should not even text me with that dumb shit. You know. That ain't rough what I said. What I said is the goddamn truth. We go through this every week. On Mondays, the show is full all the time. If you don't call in early, you probably can't get on it. Everybody know this. Some people get an exception because it might be over full quicker today because the DMV, they finally did something right. So they own the motherfucker. They want to hear their name. It's about damn time they did something right. But I'm going to put out a disclaimer, and I hope Brother D didn't have to go over to the other press show. And like I said, if ain't nothing going on tonight, Brother Tate, somebody get Tate. Tate got a big lock in. He want to go on today, too. Tate, if y'all don't know, is one of the premier guys over here for racing, girls racing. He got a lock in. He said he wanted to expose some dumbasses. Okay, we all, now, down south, I'm from down south here, and I thought we was in the cesspool of racing. I really thought down south was in the cesspool of racing. But I have noticed lately, Texas is in the cesspool of shit, too. But DMV, them motherfuckers in the DMV are 150% fucked up. The DMV is a cesspool. I think they just a cesspool. They invented the cesspool in the DMV. But let me tell y'all something that somebody ain't gonna like this here, because they always say I be favoring shit though. But you know, I don't give a fuck what nobody said about me, because I'm gonna tell it the way it is, and if you don't like it, don't ask me. The DMV got more motherfucking nitpicking problems and motherfuckers watching people's pockets and watching everything they do than anybody in the fucking racing world, y'all. Y'all, DMV, y'all are teetotally fuck up in the DMV. Now, let me say this again, and this is the part you ain't going to like. It ain't the most. Oh, I forgot to tell y'all, I'm from the South, so I don't say white people. I said folks. So it ain't, if you get offended by me saying folks, I'm sorry. I ain't going to stop saying it. If you don't like it, I don't give a damn. It ain't the goddamn white folks. It's the motherfucking Negroes. The Negroes up there cutting each other throat off of it, and then every time they sprinkle a couple of white folks in with it. But I was up there this week. They treated us like, I mean, the people up there, they treated me like, you know, like royalty up there. But, you know, I get kind of treated like royalty everywhere but at home anyway. But my point I'm trying to make, guys, I've met guys that I've seen on these shows and seen on Facebook, and I met them in person. They even better in person. And y'all can like it or not, 90% of them were the white folks. 90% of them was the white folks. I'm just telling y'all like this here. Y'all can talk about the white folks behind your back. You can talk about them on the back line, and you can do what you want to. But it's, you need to look in the fucking mirror. It's us Negroes, black folks, that stir up most of the bullshit that we got going on. And until we stop doing this shit, man, this shit ain't gonna never get no fucking better, man. We need everybody, black, white, Puerto Rican, Mexican, Hispanic, Jews. I don't give a fuck what you is. If you a man, treat me like a man, and I'm going to treat you like a man. That's my disclaimer. Now, did I get Big Tony or Big Sam or whoever looking for somebody from the DMV to do me a prayer? Let me look on the line. I don't see nobody. Nobody text me. So if Brother D ain't left and went to the other show, let me see that he leave. Brother D, you still there? His dumb ass, you know, he will leave. He might be on the other prayer show. Brother D! Because he didn't know I needed him. So I need somebody to hit the one button or somebody to do a prayer for the damn DMV. You know what? Before I even, uh-oh, that brother fan. Brother fan. Uh-oh, hope you don't get on me. Brother fan, how you doing, sir?
How you doing? I was just
you hit the one button for the prayer?
Yeah, I got somebody there to do the prayer for you. I'm rolling on the
highway. I hope they didn't. But I hope they didn't hear
they, you didn't know. No. I just told her you need to, she was over there on her own thing. I say, can you get on and give a prayer for her right quick? She said, yeah, I'll do it.
Okay, give me somebody on here to do a prayer. I want them to do the prayer for the DMV family. I need a prayer for the DMV family. Please, Brother Fan, go ahead.
Good evening, everyone. Father God, I come to you the only way I know how. I come to you joyful and grateful, Father, that you will give us another day to uplift your name. Father God, we're praying for the DMV family, asking you to cover this family, Father. Continue to walk with them. Continue to give this family faith. Continue to place individuals in their lives who are going to give them uplifting and righteous spirit to know how to call on your name, Father. Give them the time to come together and to love and understand one another, Father, because we know without you, we're nothing, and you make no mistakes. Father God, I ask you to continue to just watch over everyone. Give their hearts, minds, and souls the spirit to know when it's time to just let go and let God. Father God, I want to ask you to continue to walk with each and every person. Continue to give them the balance that they need, Father, to bring you in their lives. Father God, I ask you to just bring peace, understanding, love, and togetherness. Father God, I ask you to watch over each and every one that is under the listening of my voice as well, Father. I ask you whatever is in anyone's heart that's needed. If there's something that shouldn't be there, Father, please remove it. Father, uplift this DMV family and continue to just walk with not just them, but with this world, Father, because we need you. We need you in a mighty way. Father God, we know that you are Alpha and Omega, and you will never leave us alone, and you will never forsake us. You will carry us when we're needed. You will walk with us, Father, and you'll give us all the patience and understanding that we deserve. Father God, just watch over us as well. Continue to watch over our brother dog and give him the strength that he needs to continue to uplift us, Father. Continue to carry him as he needs it. Again, Father, we love you, we respect you, and we will continue to give you all the honor that you deserve, all the glory that you deserve, and all of the hallelujahs and the highest to your praise. It is in your loving Son, Jesus Christ's name, we do pray this day. Amen, amen, and amen.
Well, thank you, Sister Fan. And Brother Fan, when I see you, I'm going to smack you upside the head because you don't supposed to use Sister Fan without my approval. You don't supposed to use her without my approval.
Hey, I called you first and gave it to you.
Okay. All right,
I'm telling
them,
I'm going back to my ear.
Okay, all right. Thank you, Brother and Sister Fan, for that prayer for the DMV family. And like I said, y'all need to come together. You need to come together.
I was alone, so lonely and blue. You know why? Because they found me guilty of loving you. As they were taking me away, you were taking, I saw you when you were taking the witness stand. You know what?
Eight men and four women. Okay. All right, guys. Anybody that want to recognize their show, advertise their show, or put out any advertisements, hit the one button now. If you want to report about your section in your area, hit the one button now. Because if I don't speak about it, don't get mad at me. Talk to some of all them nut huggers that you got that bees at the shows or be around your camps to come on and recognize you. 484-8596. You got some on your mind? 484-8596. You got some on your mind?
Yeah, that Silverhawk, I got Larry on the phone.
Dog,
this Silverhawk, I got Larry on the phone.
Well, Silverhawk, okay, hold on, Silverhawk. I was going to get Larry last. But I was going to call in his dumbass note he supposed to call in early. He's going to tell everybody else to call in. His dumbass didn't even call in. And Silverhawk, okay, all right, I don't need Larry now. I want him to be last, though, because I was at his show. He get the privilege of being last. I don't want Larry on it at first, though. I was just messing around, trying to catch a kid, no pressure from me. Yeah, okay, so just hold tight, Silverhawk. Who that, Silverhawk?
Yeah, Silverhawk.
Yeah, you should have worn that damn best dress, too, so fuck Larry. They didn't cheat, they cheated you.
Yes,
motherfucking
sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, yeah. But I was just going to call Larry, but Larry go last, so just hold tight. I'm going to close y'all up. I want Larry to go last, though, because it was his show.
Okay.
I want him to go last. All right. 301-1121, talk to me. Who we got? Better not be Dawson ass. 301-1121, talk to me.
Hey, buddy dog, this is Sherry.
Sherry,
I just called to say hi.
Sherry?
Yes, darling. Yes, indeed.
Sherry.
I just called to say hi.
Yeah, okay. Sherry, they be on your ass all the time, though.
I know, they're just hating and they're just jealous. And like you said, these black folks in the DMV, they just need prayer.
Yeah, I got to admit now, whether they like it or not, I'm just calling the way I see it, man. I call it the way I see it. I talked to so many white folks up there from the DMV, and ain't none of them had no problems. They understood shit. They had patience and everything. But us black folks just ain't going to do right. We just ain't going to do right.
Jealous.
But we need
always
to
in somebody's pocket. Always trying to beat each other, never pulling together. You right.
Right. But
anyway, I agree.
That's another story. All right, Sherry.
Yep.
All right, just hold tight.
Right,
we got some more sheep coming on there. Okay, baby.
Take care.
443-7156. 443-7156. Let me see if I can get you on here. Come on in here. Who we got?
Dog, what's up? It's Big Fred.
Hey, come on, Fred. What's going on, big fella?
What's up, partner?
Fred, why every time I talk to you, I always be echoing, man. You echoing, man.
I don't know why it's echoing.
I know you got a big ass head. Maybe the antenna can't go around your big ass head, man.
Hey, dog, you the only motherfucker I'll let get away with that.
Yeah, your wife won't let me do it, though. She got on my ass about that shit, though. Your wife got on my ass
about that shit. Yes, she did.
But now, Big Fred, I hate to do this here, but I want you and Larry can come on together or last, and then you can advertise your show and everything. I want him out here. Now, see, now, that's what I'm telling y'all now. You see, Big Fred is a promoter. He come on here to probably promote his show and all that stuff, too, though. Big Fred, we got to do something because your echo is killing me, man. Your echo, you back feed on me bad.
Okay, I'll come back on later. I'm listening.
No. What you're doing, you might be either your headpiece or your phone or whatever. You're just echoing. That's all. You're echoing.
Okay.
You know.
I'm going back on.
No, don't hang up. Don't hang up, though. Don't hang up. Don't go nowhere. Don't hang up.
Okay. I ain't going to hang up. I'm going to just go back on mute.
All right. Anybody need to advertise their show, to come on the show, to advertise their show or whatever, hit the one button now. Anybody want to talk about what happened over this weekend in your area, hit the one button now. I'm asking all y'all to come on and do it right now. Like I said, normally the race I work is the race that gets the priority for the Monday at first. So y'all, if y'all need anything to say, come on. I know we had races in Valdosta. We had races in Texas. We had races in the House of Hook. We had races in Bowman. We had races in Holly Springs. We had all them races all over the world And ain't nobody saying a word now. So if I don't say it, don't get mad at me. All right, let me see what Smoke wants down there. Smoke, what you want, Smoke? You done got smarter than I to hit the one button. What the hell you want, Smoke?
Dog, you been on my ass by that one button.
Yeah, because goddamn it, for the first time you hit it, you didn't supposed to hit it. Then the second time, we don't like what you did to a certain person. Now, if I got somebody down that don't like you whooping up on who you whooped up on, but what you got? You hit the one button. Go ahead, Smoke. You got the flow. You got the flow, Smoke.
Dog, whoever you got, tell them they get the same damn medicine. We ain't ran out. We get the same damn medicine. We got a bottle full. We giving out.
Over here,
they don't play. We ain't puffing no chest. We ain't beating no chest. We ain't capping a shit. When I tell you what I said, dog, listen what I'm telling you. We got the we got the cure for COVID, and we're going to take it up to Caesar County on April the 13th. We're going to take the cure for COVID on Caesar County on April the 13th. But
Fred on here. Yeah, Fred on here. You're going to probably talk about that. Go ahead.
Yeah, was out there May the 18th, Outer Banks Speedway, put up a shut up. Going to be one huge event we putting on 252 and Black Bear Promotion. We putting on something special at Outer Banks again. Put up a shut up. You know, it's always a huge event for us. That's our main event. We got actually Friends Can Race, like I said. Me and Black Bear going in the battle with Smoke. Smoke going in the battle. With Double Trouble, that was part of the compromise for the race this weekend. Also, Robin Hood will be in the house. That's part of the compromise for this weekend. So, Smoke going in the battle with Robin Hood, Double Trouble, and the Black Bell. So we got a full table on. And then we'll have a big time shootout. We're gonna have a gambler's race. That part is yet undetermined. Probably going to be increased, and we're going to have a small tire shootout, but we're going to see how that works, because when you do big tire, small tire, that's a lot of work in between track prep.
We're going to make
a few phone calls and see how they want to do that and how they want to present that. But right now, just know for sure it's going to be a big tire shootout and a gambler's race. So we look for all the support, everybody come out, come on, you're going to have a good time, have a fun time, always. 252, we always love the fan, love everybody, and we want everybody to come out and support. We look forward to seeing everybody.
Now y'all just heard that, man. Now, that's a joker there that just come on and promoted his damn race that don't even come on here. And see, y'all got the same, y'all can do the same thing out there. I'm talking to all you promoters that don't get this free advertisement. Everybody around the world here, because everybody on here being knows it. Good job, Smoke. All right, but hold on a minute. We're going to get somebody on your ass, because we don't like what you did to our hero. Maul, who on your line? Maul, you got somebody on your line? Hope that ain't Bobby Cole yet.
I just had a bad report, dog.
Okay, hold on. Wait, not yet, Maul. You know how we do stuff in order. Wait, not yet, Maul. Not yet.
Go ahead. Do your
time. Okay. Well, just hold tight, Maul. Just hold tight on that. You know the bad report will come later on. I thought you were finna get on Smoke, motherfucking ass. 631-7196. Who we got?
When he get caught, he gonna do the talk to the
lawyer. No, we got Noah's on there. He already. See, now, like I said, those are new people that's coming on the show that's hitting the one button, because somebody put it on Facebook to call in the show and hit the one button. But you don't have to hit the one button. All you got to do is call into the show. Silverhawk, I'm finna open your mic back up but I need to get Fred back on there. Fred fell off. I'm finna get Fred back on there. But Big Larry, come on in here. Fred, you and Fred can talk together. Big Larry, you got the flow by yourself. Big Larry, come on.
Larry?
I'm here.
Shut your damn mouth up, dog. Dog, shut up. Ain't nobody fell off. I put the phone down there.
But Larry, you know, you come on my show and tell me to shut the fuck up. You know what that means? I'll hang your bitch ass up, man. I'll do like them big lip brothers. Go ahead, Larry. You got the flow, though, brother. You got the flow.
So you come on my show and talk shit to me, but I can't talk shit to your old ass. That's what you're trying to say?
We do shit in order.
So what kind of order you tell me what kind of order you got going on here? What kind of order you got going on here?
Oh, no problem. You good, sir.
Okay. Well, first of all, I want to thank the Lord for letting me have a beautiful show, And also, Lord brought the man, the Godfather himself, down to Coastal Plains. Now, Coastal Plains was just Coastal Plains. Until I brought Dog there, Dog has made me famous. Dog and half afraid because his head was too damn big to get around anywhere else, okay? So I can't name everybody else because everybody else is going to get mad if I don't say nothing. But I want to thank for everybody for showing up. We have one hell of a crowd, okay? So my next show is at I'm messing with them Holler Wallers, okay? If y'all don't know what a Holler Waller is, those engines walk around hollering all the time about what they're going to do to somebody. So it's down at Lumberton at Thunder Valley, okay? It's a grudge race. It's called Strawberry Weekend on March 4th. Now, if y'all don't know, I had a little brain surgery, so I can't think. I'm in and out, and I'm trying to get myself together, okay? So if I'm talking crazy, it's just I ain't got it all together yet. So, Dog, I want to thank you for doing a good job for me this weekend and everything. Dog, did you enjoy yourself?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I did.
Did you eat anything?
I ate all that chicken and I stole two pieces of chicken. And y'all got somebody's on a speakerphone or got somebody on the speakerphone or something. Y'all got we echoing, guys. Y'all got them messed up earplugs. You echoing?
Is it my phone?
Your phone the only one. Y'all line still off. Your line is the only line open.
Yeah.
Hold on, I'm driving. Let me see if I can cut this.
Larry.
Yeah.
You own too much medicine because you say your next race is March the 4th. You talking about next year?
Thanks, dog. Metaphor.
I thought maybe you were talking about next year shit. I don't know. You know you.
Well, I'm glad you got my back, dog. It's May 4th at Thunder Valley. It's called Strawberry Weekend. We talking about. I can't do it. But anyway, dog. This echo is driving me crazy too.
Yeah, so maybe y'all got to hang up on y'all phone.
Well, you probably have to call. I got to hang up. You probably got to call me back, dog.
All right, hang up. I'll call you.
Okay.
I'll call you because that echo killing me. You and Fred the same way. I don't know what the fuck wrong with that. Damn BMV got y'all supposed to be so tough, supposed to have so much money, and you dumb motherfuckers can't even get a phone. Let me call Big Larry. Let me hang this phone up though. They got a lot of goddamn. They must have known nobody's construction over here. A lot of goddamn noise and goddamn the phone. Hello? Yeah, okay. Well, look, you know, I got another Michael. That's it. Big Fred Wheaton. That's Big Fred Michael. Fred Wheaton Michael. Fred! I think.
Larry, dog.
Yeah, that's your damn phone, Fred, with all that noise. And you. And where you at? I can't even find you. You hiding from me.
Because I done took your damn show over.
Yeah, well, you can't tell
I'm the administrator.
I can find you. I got you. Oh, you damn show is because you damn show. But go ahead, Big Fred, while I get Larry back on here. Go.
So I'm going to just tell you, dog, real quick. I ain't going to take too much time, but always a pleasure when me and you get to host together. Always a good time. And I love to, you know, continue to learn from you. You've been a mentor for me for many years, so just thank you for pouring into me. And we got to give everybody flowers, you know, while we're all still here. So thank you. And we had a damn good time at Coastal Plains. And that you, darling?
Yeah, and, that's me. I'm just getting Fred on.
April.
I'm getting Larry on. I'm getting Larry on. Hold on, Larry. Larry, that's you?
Okay.
And then,
that's me.
And then outside of that, dog, real quick. Yeah. April 13th, we like to invite the whole world, Craig, down to Cecil County Dragway in Rising Sun, Maryland. A lot of guys from down south haven't ever been to that track facility, but that's the facility where they have Yellow Bullet at. And that's a nationally known event that goes on every year. So Rising Sun Maryland Cecil County Dragway, Blood, Sweat, and Tears, April 13th. We got a lot of action. Big Tire, Shootout, Brung What You Brung, 28275 all the way live, all still, all glass, getting busy for some cash. And then we got all motor action. But Heavy Hitter Street, they got some heavy street action. And then, you know, we all about the grudge racing. So we got over 30-plus locked-in grudge races and counting. So a lot of good action. We're going to bring the heat and open the season up, you know, right in the DMV from a grudge perspective. And, dog, normally I would get on you, but I'll tell you that we received that prayer that you had at the opening of your show. We received that with full arms, so we thank you.
I mean well, Fred, but man, I feel the disillusion and the stuff they got going on there, man. We need to come together with that, man. Yeah.
Yes, too much.
But not. Yeah. Big Larry, you on the show? You and Fred open. I'm gonna be quiet because when I don't talk, it don't make that noise. But Fred, you killing it
okay.
With that background noise, Fred.
I know I got a cheap phone.
Okay.
Larry.
Fred, so this weekend, not this weekend, what is it, 2 weeks, Blood, Sweat, and Tears?
2 weeks, Blood, Sweat, and Tears, Cecil County Dragway.
Oh, no. Yeah, that echo is driving me crazy, too. Let me see. I took my headset off.
No, it ain't you. It's Fred.
It's your headset, Larry.
If Fred mute his mic, it'll go away. If Fred just mute his mic when he talks, and then bring it back on when he want to talk. He can mute his mic when he ain't talking, when he want to talk. Mute it and then come back when you want to talk, Fred. That'll stop it. Go ahead, Larry, because it was killing me too, Larry. Go ahead, Larry.
Okay, is this any better? Yeah, it's better. Okay, dog. Now, dog. Do you do the Bear of the Week for just individual tracks, or you just wait and do it all at one time?
I do the Bear of the Week. It's only one bear. Now, see, I know at least seven different tracks that have some bears at it. But then the Bear of the Week comes
uh-huh.
out if you report it to me or if I'm at an event or whatever. And so to be honest with you, I'm going to already tell everybody, the Bear of the Week and all that kind of stuff, normally, it don't mean always, normally come from wherever I'm hosting that because I can see it firsthand myself. But I found out since I didn't come out on the show, how they had bears at Macon, they had bears in Texas, they had bears all over the place. But none of them people reported nothing to me. So if they don't report it to me and they don't want no recognition, that's on them. So the Bear of the Week comes from normally now, what I'm saying, what I mean by normally, Larry, is normally where I'm at. But if ain't no bear shit going on there, then it comes from wherever the bear shit is at.
Okay. Because the reason I was asking, because I know you were with us this weekend, I ain't know whether you got the bear report from the rest of the people, but I can say you're going to have a whole lot of bears going on this week, okay?
Yeah,
Larry,
I'm glad you said that. We do have a whole lot of bears, but it's going to be only one official bear. Only one.
Okay.
Hey,
only one.
Hey, Larry, one thing for sure is we know the bear wasn't you. Ding dong.
Fred, y'all on another show. You don't pull to make Larry look bad over here now, Fred. Come on, Fred.
No, I had to mess with him. That's an inside joke. That's an inside joke, dog. Everybody don't know that.
Oh, okay.
Well, you ain't got room to talk. What the DMV do? Okay, what the DMV do for be so special, huh?
We did what we say we was going to do to you.
Small town.
Listen, okay.
Mobtown. I know you don't like it. That's why I keep saying it.
I gotta tell Fred something. Fred, I went over there and gave a joke of 5-1 odds. 5-1 odds. When he ran Avon. When I seen Avon take out and his car didn't do like it was supposed to, I got scared. But I seen Larry shit over there popping and sticking and he still won.
dog, go ahead. Dog, you know they cheated, dog. You know they put me on that radio prep. What did I supposed to have, dog? I supposed to have a slick prep. They supposed to have a radio prep. What did they do? They put me on that radio prep. Okay.
Hey, Fred, I need you to be close to your phone because if you ain't talking, you need to mute because you're killing us with your head going. So if you ain't talking, Fred, mute your phone and come back when you want to talk. Just mute it and come back. There you go. But I got you. Now, Fred, I'm talking to you. You can answer this here once I get through talking, Fred. I'm talking to Fred now. He talking about the track prep. Why he worried about the track prep when his ragged ass car was backfiring and skipping and cutting off? That ain't have a damn thing to do with the track prep. Come on, Fred.
When did my car
hey,
backfire?
Dog, good damn report.
Carry on. When dog? You tell that lie. When my dog was skipping and popping? Tell that hot ass
well,
lie.
It wasn't going nowhere. Avon took off. Looked like he didn't even have no boots. I said, "Oh Lord, my money gone." Then I saw your ass over there like doop, pop, pip, pip, black smoke coming out the motherfucking every damn thing. I said, "Okay," because I had to
get dog smoke flying everywhere.
It wasn't money, Fred.
Hey, dog. So, dog. Y'all have a lot of small tires down your way, right?
Yeah. Small tire. We don't. Y'all.
Well, y'all have a big tire.
I'm gonna get some flat. Yeah, the big tire boys up in the DMV, y'all some pussies. Y'all ain't nothing but some pussies. The big tire guys in the DMV. But hold on a minute. Watch this here. We got a new stone here. Watch this here. Hey, smoke. Smoke.
Yep.
Okay. Ain't you got a big tires on your car?
Yes, sir.
Tell everybody who you killed this week. Tell everybody on the show who you killed this week.
The fucking boss.
Oh, no.
Took out the boss. There's a new boss in town. His name is the boss. His name is Tony Bass. The new boss is Tony Tan.
Look here. Now, Fred, now I'm going to tell you how scared this motherfucker was now. He come running up to the goddamn gate. You know, I was working the gate, so he come running to the gate, come out. Is Tony Bryan got in yet? Is Tony Bryan got in yet? I said, what time y'all
stop lying.
Here for? He told me.
Stop lying, boss. Stop lying, dog. The only reason
dog.
I asked you that was. Hold on. The only reason I asked you that was because we were going to get Robin Hood locked in. We didn't want to. Oh, Robin Hood gave us a damn stipulation on time frame, too.
So, how am I lying? All I'm doing is telling you what you did. You ran up to the goddamn booth.
You said we ran up to the damn stage delay. We didn't run up there.
No.
We walked up there.
I said to me. I didn't say the stage delay. No. I said.
Because we know you keep up with. Slow down.
This is what I'm saying. I didn't say you ran. I said you ran up to the booth. I was working to the front.
I was working in the booth.
You want to know that? You asked me, did Tony didn't come out yet? Tony come out yet? I said, what time y'all for the race? And you told me. I said, well, God damn it, you don't need to worry about it until that time, then. Yeah, to that time.
That's right, too.
So you were.
In other words, Tim was scared.
Yeah, I think he was scared.
Who was scared?
Smoke.
Who was scared?
Smoke. Smoke was
I guarantee you ain't called that motherfucker to get that damn bag up yet.
Uh-oh.
I guarantee you he won't bring that motherfucking bag up. I promise you.
Hey, Smoke,
all that shit,
flying.
He been talking on them last. He been doing live feeds every day. He been going on live feeds every day. What he going to do to us? How he going to fuck us up? I said, what the fuck? Is this guy crazy?
Hey, dog.
But I tell you what, Frank.
Hey, Smoke, since he got all that energy, won't he lock in?
Oh, shit.
Won't you lock in Mark Hayes for that same bag, Mouse?
Oh,
what
shit.
What did I tell you? What did I tell you? Do we got to go back and forth on this thing? Do we got to go back and forth on this thing?
Hey, dog.
Smoke
my boy, but him scared.
You
Why the hell we got to keep going back and forth on the same? Dog, listen to what I'm saying. This second,
you
like,
ain't
them,
going
them,
to
them second bitches up there,
shit.
DMV, they got more fucking crabs than a little bit. They want
to
do everything their way. They want to do everything this time. Them bitches even put a time frame on when you can fucking race. Are we working? Are we racing? Who the fuck does that?
What?
I understand if you talk about we want to do it before dark. That's fine. But you talking about putting a damn time frame on when we going to race? Bitch, we ain't punching no fucking clock. We racing, bitch.
You
don't know what the hell's going
to
happen on the track.
Smoke, you do want to put a time on it when you're going
to
race.
We know you're not used to grudge racing, but all grudge racers put times on them.
But you can do that, dog, to the extent.
You're a shootout racer.
You can't fucking signify that shit to a damn dead point. Ain't nobody gonna make the fucking damn same
payment.
How many mishaps we had this weekend?
Yeah, I know.
How many mishaps we had this weekend?
Smoke, hold on, Smoke. I just asked you one question. It's Larry's show right now. Y'all won't let Larry do no talking. Then we can all go later.
I'm listening.
But we ain't got time.
Let me just say this to Fred. What his question was, we only gave Mark Hayes. They always come with fucking stiffs in DMV. Let me tell you that. You know that, and I know that, and everybody else on this motherfucker know that. Them bitches got more stiffs than the fucking law allow. But I don't have one fucking.
Asshole.
I ain't had no fucking heads up, back towel, none of that shit. I want to say, motherfucker, you gonna run us at out. We'll run you at Fred race, but you gonna run us at our race too. That's the only thing I said. What the fuck is the damn difference?
What, Mark Hayes won't come? Mark Hayes won't come?
Won't come.
Mark Hayes
he ain't
won't come.
Say he ain't coming. That's what he said. I said, okay, well, fucking then run your ass home. Ain't got damn well. Keep your ass on up there.
Okay.
What the hell
now, Smoke. With the kind of car you got, hey, Fred, with the kind of car Smoke got now, did he trick Tony Bynes? Was he out of Tony Bynes' leave, or Tony Bynes just jumped on some shit he didn't know he was jumping on? Or did he trick Tony?
I mean, Smoke got a high. I think it would have been a good race if they both made the trip.
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Come on, man.
Hold on, dog.
Since you brought that up, now between it ain't going to happen because that motherfucker got motherfucking excuses than law out too. The race between Meech and Smoke, which one you think, who out of who lead?
Well, I don't know now because I didn't know about y'all big time motherfucker. I didn't know nothing about it, so it didn't bother me either way.
Between you and who? Between Smoke, you and who?
Big Meech.
You can't live there. He'll mess your ass up.
First of all, Big Meech not coming out. But who? When Big Meech coming out?
You don't know nothing, Larry. Hey, Larry, mind your
damn
business.
Yes, hell, I do.
Nothing.
I know who. Hey, Dom don't know who Big Meech is. I know who Big Meech is.
I know who Big Meech is. I saw Big Meech.
Big Meech ain't doing shit. He hiding. He ain't gonna do nothing. Don't worry about that.
That bitch don't race nobody.
Larry, you should have enough from this weekend where you got your ass whipped. He loves car shows.
That motherfucker love car shows. That's what he love. And look, when I put that bitch on Jack's ass.
Hey, Smoke, I tell you what, Dan.
Hey,
Smoke. Since your mouth is bad, I tell you what. Let's lock in right now.
He already said he ain't coming April 13th.
No. Listen to this. Since your mouth is bad.
Don't even
and I know you're scared of Mark
Hayes.
No, listen
don't
to me.
Don't even come to
that cup. Nice. Will you listen? See, dog, tell him, listen. I'll get Michael Walker and blown retirement that Camaro.
There you go with a fucking blower car. A damn blower car.
I'll get him
to
flatline your ass.
I'll
get him to flatline your ass.
Why the hell would I run a fucking blower car?
You said you run him on the lock-in show?
That motherfucker running 2,500. That motherfucker, I ain't know that bitch had a blower. That bitch got 2,500 horsepower from the word go. Ain't no fucking, I ain't fucking that blower car. Hell no.
I told you I'd get your ass messed up.
Red Rock. Ain't no fool, Fred. Ain't no fucking fool. Now, if he all night, so I'll go dead to his motherfucking ass. But that motherfucker got a fucking blower car. That bitch making 2,500 horsepower from the fucking word go, Fred. Come on, man. We been in this bitch a long time, dog. We been in this motherfucking game a long time. We ain't no fool. 2-5-2.
Right.
We know our shit.
Hey, Larry. I mean, dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Smoke guy.
Go ahead, Fred.
Smoke my man. But he's a scared motherfucker now. I'm gonna tell you now. He's a man now.
Hold on, guys.
I gotta go ahead and go through this and shit so they can kick my ass and everything. I'm gonna go ahead and go through it. So what I mean by that. Larry, is anything else you want to say? Anything else you want to say? Because,
yeah.
Like I said, it's
yeah.
A lot of,
it's
come a, on with it. Come on with
it's
it.
Something I want, it's something I want you to tell the people. Now, you've been to Coastal Plains Saturday. You've seen that small tie hookup. Tell me, didn't that man put that track on kill?
Oh, who you think was the first motherfucker to come on the show and say that you had to worry about the track? I told you that. The only problem we had with the track was because it rained so much Thursday, Friday when it's good. But I told y'all, that's Saturday, you better goddamn tighten them reels and shit up. You better tighten them up. I'm the first one saying that. And I think I heard Fred tell everybody too that Fred was one of the first guys that brought Brandon Mass over on this side of the world. Fred, I think, was the first.
No, that was Dawson Pressure ass.
No, that was me. I brought him in 2017.
2018. Oh, okay. Yeah. Good deal. Yeah. He's a bad man. I ain't lying.
He's bad. He's a hard worker, man. No. You can see your he works really hard.
And I'm saying, you can talk to him too, man. You can talk to him. He'll listen. I'm sorry, dog. I ain't mean to interrupt.
But
me and Kenny went up there and talked to Brandon and told him, say, man, you told us as long as we up here by a certain time, as long as we up here by 6 o'clock, you would have this track prepped for big tire. And you said after big tire, after that 6 o'clock period, it's gonna go to small tire. And he said, you know what? He said I put down glue, but it was a sprayer. And he said, the track needs some glue anyway. But he said, what I would do is I'm going to rub this motherfucker and knock that shit down so big tires will go down. And my goodness, man, he did what he said. And that track was on point for big tire. Damn right. It was on point. Right.
That's a good report, Smoke. That's a good report.
Right.
Another
thing I want to tell y'all, when I was on the show, on Larry's show and my show, I told everybody, Fred, like I told you, Fred, every time you ain't talking, Fred, go on mute because you echo. Like I told you, that track is one of the older tracks, and it's got the grooves in it that holds rubber. So, like I said, it gonna hook better. That track gonna hook better once it get prepped. But you got to have somebody down there, like you just said, Smoke, that know how to prep, though. You got to have somebody that know how to prep, though.
Exactly. And I mean, you can't take nothing away from Brandon, man. Damn, he did. He turned that damn track around. From what happened Friday to Saturday, man, God Almighty. You talking about dating between night and day. Night and day. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to tell you, we threw everything. We didn't throw everything at it, but we threw enough at it. But that bubble, when Tony did that 360, I said, oh, fuck it. Tell him to cut the fucking check. He might as well cut the fucking check. It's over now. It's over. When that motherfucker went down at the end, I knew it could hold it.
Smoke,
I said, dang on right.
How good did you feel whipping Tony's ass, though? How good did it make you feel?
Dog, it felt damn good. It felt damn good. I don't know if you remember or not. Boss whipped that ass one time before. He whipped that ass one time before. It was a long time ago. But we took care of his ass this time, so we just got a little revenge this time, and it felt real good. It felt real good.
Right. Well, okay. Smoke.
I don't like how you did my man, Boss Bonds.
You really ain't gonna like how I do your fucking man on April 13th. Is that what it told me? Jay Boogie, you really ain't gonna like how I do that motherfucker. Duff, he better bring the kitchen sink. He better bring the fucking kitchen sink. He ain't gonna say that mouth been bad for 3 fucking months. I'ma finish his ass.
Hold on. Somebody get Tate on, because Tate had a lock-in. I need to know if you got a lock-in, what are you going to do? So, Larry, come on, Larry. You got anything else y'all want to put out?
One more thing. I'm going to go on mute and listen to y'all. Dog, can you help these people with this lock-in thing? Because DMV had a whole lot of a whole lot of lock-ins. Is lock-ins a win or is just a race? What is it?
It all depends on what sanctioning body, what section you're using or what people you're using and everything. Some people call it a win and some don't. It all depends. Okay.
Do y'all on y'all end call it a win?
Like I told you, Larry, it depended on what discussion they talking about. When they go into trying to get these awards and stuff, whoever over the awards committee, sometimes they count them and sometimes they don't. So, what I'm trying to say, Larry, sometimes they do and sometimes they don't, Larry.
Okay, that's all, because I thought that lock-in stuff
Larry,
came
either
from.
Either way you add it, you still weak, Larry. You my boy, though.
I could beat you. Why I'm weak and I got to give y'all something? Okay, I had to let Avon leave. Hold on. I had to let that man leave and clear him, okay? So don't talk about
it.
You can get the same thing, too. I'm coming up. I'm coming up there to whatever you talk about, Cecil County. I'm coming there next Saturday, and you get the same thing, too. So shut your damn mouth.
And guess what? We'll beat your ass the same way with the gold car.
Run your damn mouth, okay?
Same race, we'll lock in right off the trailer and we'll do your ass in with dead presidents.
It'd be fine. It'd be fine. I love you off the trailer. Lock that shit in, okay? Run your mouth, okay?
Hold on.
Hey, dog, can I say one thing, dog?
Yeah.
Dog.
Yeah.
Fred, you listening? You listening, Fred?
I hear you.
And since that little mouthless-ass fucking Dawson Prescott got so much fucking mouth, talking about somebody was fucking slow, tell that bitch he got a back tie and a fucking cliff on the same fucking
God.
Day we fucking Shea Boogie up.
Damn.
Tell him he got a one-on-one with that fucking naked lady. I'll gap that bitch. Tell him I said that. He got a fucking one-on-one.
He's on here. I'm quite sure he's on here.
Yes, bro. Tell him that fucking mouth and roll a check his ass can't catch. Tell him, now lock that
Dawson ain't gonna
in.
Say shit. Dawson ain't gonna say nothing.
Fuck in. Tell him he could beat somebody with a fucking mouth. I say, really? You little shaking motherfucker. Tell that red-nosed motherfucker he got the back kind of fucking
He gonna get you smoked. He on here. He gonna get you a weak ass. He on here.
Tell him lock it in. That's all he gotta do. Ain't nothing else to say. Talk about. Tell him lock that the fuck in. After we beat the brakes off fucking Shea Boogie ass, he go next. Or we'll get him first. We'll test on that motherfucker.
Hold on, guys. So y'all just like to talk shit and ain't doing nothing. I got a couple guys want to do a lock-in, so I'm waiting on them to get on here to lock in. But in the meantime, I need y'all to go ahead and finish up your business or whatever you got to do so we can move on.
Well, I'm through, dog. I'm going on mute. I'm through.
I'm through, dog.
I
just said what I had to say. Fred, get it locked in. All
right. Y'all just put your
smoke.
I'm gonna
get your ass messed up, dog. I'm hitting mute. I'm listening.
Okay, what I'm saying is, Fred, all y'all mic that was open, I'm gonna leave them over. Y'all can just mute your phone and come back in if you got a question. But I need to get Tate the Great on there. Larry, you better not talk to Tate the Great because you said you don't know who the fuck he is and shit. He get on your ass.
Man, damn Tate, damn his ass. I don't even like that fucker. Okay.
All right, hold on a minute, Dave. All right, y'all, we got a couple of lines. Somebody done fell off. We got a couple of lines on, so y'all can call the show if you want them. We got Tate, hit the one button. Tate, I need you. Where you at, Tate? What line you on? I need Tate on here, and I need the Jesse Jane guys on here. Somebody says somebody's pump fishing, and from what I understand, the Jesse Jane boys from out of Texas, they just won $50,000 shootout over there this weekend. And they think they did some bad shit, but they didn't tell me about it. I just looked at it on Facebook once I woke up. I'm getting a text. Hold on. It's not working. It's working. You just got too many motherfuckers on your line. Hang up and call in on your damn own line. The one button ain't working because y'all got 50 motherfuckers on the phone. Big Larry, dumbass, even know that. Alan Rodriguez, don't send me no fucking bad report now. It's too goddamn late. Don't send me no bad report now. So hit, hey, Alan Rodriguez, call the show and hit the one button. I need to get you on the show. Tate want to talk to y'all. Y'all need to get on your own lines right now. Larry McKenzie is a big dumbass from God Gadget Crew told you, dumb motherfucker. It'd be y'all call in on one old stinking ass phone and put 17 motherfuckers on there, then your one button ain't working. That's because whoever called last got to hit the one button. Now, Oscar Rodriguez said the bands, Oscar Cardoso, Jesse James, the Cub is Go-Bot Racing, Jordan Lazy, the jackass is Jane Futch. He got fucked up all weekend. Race of the Week, BOC Holiday versus Kenny Duke. See, all that shit he just told me, he's just telling me now. So that's too fucking late. Tate, I need you on the phone, Tate. You need to get on the phone. Tate, who line you on? Tell me who line you on and I can find you, Tate. I'm finna see can I get this faggot-ass Alan Rodriguez on here. I'm telling y'all, we got lines open. Y'all can call in now. People dropped off. I'm finna drop off, too, because I want to see the goddamn game tonight. My girlfriend left me. Everybody left me. Because I wanted to watch the game tonight. Let me see, can I get this faggot motherfucker on here? Y'all hold tight. I'm going to do the bad report, and the DMV going to be. Y'all got to stay on here and wait and see. I ain't trying to stay on here all night, because, Big Larry get on his goddamn show. He won't stay on here all goddamn day. Know his dumb ass ought to be goddamn over there listening, because he can't remember shit. Let's see. Oscar! Hey, Oscar, I ain't going to be worried about trying to get these motherfuckers locked in and they ain't answering the phone. Oscar Cardoza. Oh, no, I ain't mean to call Oscar. I meant to call Alan Rodriguez. My bad. Oops. I must have called the wrong motherfucker. for this new record. Y'all bear with me, guys. I've been asleep, dog. Call me, motherfucker. Bitch, call me, you faggot motherfucker. The fuck I got to call you? You better call the show. I don't know what why, motherfucker. Ain't no fucking VIPs over on this end of the goddamn track. I'm going to call him like he supposed to be some fucking body special. Bitch, you ain't special. God damn it, I'm going to call him. Bitch, if I call you, it'll snow. Brother D, don't come in with this bullshit, D, because I called you to do a prayer and your ass was gone. I know where you was going at, though, but I ain't going to bother you for that, though. Tate, you there, Tate? Yeah. I hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you. Come on.
Tell that motherfucker Larry. He got his ass blowed out all weekend. I kept an eye on him. He
Larry, they talking to
him. He let some cream puffs fuck him up this weekend. He know he ain't got nothing to fuck.
Big Larry,
up.
Come to the phone, Larry.
I'm to the phone. I hear that weak ass motherfucker. What he do? When he gonna bring somebody?
Larry, you went out there and got your whole rectum blowed out, man. I was watching you went out there all the time this weekend. You talked to all that shit, showed all them goddamn videos of you in the shop and building headers and that motherfucking weak ass talk show every fucking afternoon, and went out there and got your ass tore up from limb to limb.
You gotta remember, you gotta understand one thing, man. I wasn't driving the car. Nobody know what was going on in the car. Okay, shut the fuck up, man. You say what the fuck you had to say, okay? All right.
Monday report. Don't give no fuck about none of them goddamn excuses. You don't want to hear none of that. Once you engage in a grudge race and you get your ass whooped, we don't care nothing about who drove. We don't give no fuck about if your spark plugs popped out. You got your ass to the plane, and you need to redeem your goddamn self.
Good report.
I will redeem myself when I get ready to go to Cecil's week after next. I'm going to get my shit back.
Don't do no more damn videos.
Hold up, y'all got lock in coming. Lock in is coming Friday. Then you said you had a lock in with somebody, Tate. Oscar, your mic on
yesterday. That Allen right there, Allen.
They on?
Yeah, I'm on.
They on.
Hey, Allen. Let's go ahead and lock that in for Saturday. You said that car still orange, right? The one that used to be hers, right?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go and lock that in, man. Head up Pro 3/8 mile, no tickets, track rules.
I told you yesterday, Tate. That I was gonna wait.
No, you said you didn't want to do no break calls. So I'm saying I don't want no break calls either. I'm going to lock in with no break calls.
Okay, well, lock in Jesse James then. You said you told me yesterday you didn't give a fuck what
head
I brought.
No, I want to lock that car in. What's wrong with that car now? What happened with that car? Hold on. Why would you call me about somebody else's car before you try to lock your car in? You called me about somebody else's car.
Because you said that we could both get it.
No, I didn't. I said I don't give a fuck about Jesse.
Yeah, you
man,
did.
But now I want to
know
you why
did.
You don't
you
want to lock
you can bring
that
Jesse
why
too.
You don't want to lock? Hold on, Allen. See, you stupid motherfucker, stupid, and y'all think somebody else stupid. Why you don't want to lock that car in no more?
No, you said we could lock in.
Why you,
car.
Allen,
yes, I did.
Why you
yes,
don't
I did
lock
call
that
you.
Car
listen,
in.
Bro.
Why you don't
want to
lock that car in
talk.
No more, Allen? Allen, why you don't want
to
lock that car?
I don't
want to
lock
that
car no more because I told you I got to wait another week because we're racing around here. Listen to me what I'm saying, big dog. I told you that I'm racing around here in the next 2 weeks.
Allen, you motherfucker. Hey, Allen. Y'all got to wake up early, motherfucker, on a Sunday, nigga, to trick me. You stupid motherfuckers, you can't trick me.
We racing
now,
that car around here
what?
In the next 2 weeks.
Now, guess what? Now, lock Jesse James in, motherfucker. 5 on 5,000 or better. Head up Pro Tree, 8 mile.
One on ten. Saturday. What time?
You,
Oscar,
nigga,
what time you want to do it? Oscar,
I told
Oscar's
you
on
yesterday
the phone.
I got
Oscar,
two lock-ins already. I don't got a lock. I don't have to lock in another race, no fucking 1 on 10.
1 on 5.
You
1 on 5, Oscar, sounds good?
I do 1 on 10.
I'm going to lock you. Do you want to lock in or not? I'm already locked in.
Yes, I'm trying to lock
you
in.
Do you want to lock in? If you don't want to lock in, if you don't want to lock in what I just said, then fuck you, bro. I'm trying to lock you in. I got you. Don't have no races locked in. None.
Do one or do one on this Saturday? What time?
I'm gonna lock you in for 500. And if something happens, I'll owe you the 500. I'm not gonna lock you in for no fucking 1-on-10 or 2-on-10. I got two other races. What part you don't understand? But
hey,
I know
I
why y'all don't want to lock
that. I don't know what
no
you
more.
And Allen talking about.
You stupid motherfuckers. You stupid motherfuckers thought I wasn't going. God damn it, Pete, what you trying
to
do?
Hey, Oscar, I talked to him about the other car, bro. But Mark said we're going to be racing here
man,
in the next
Oscar,
2 weeks.
Cool.
And I told you that, Tate. And I told you that, Tate.
You
bought
that damn car
because
you thought I was a damn fool. You thought I was a damn
I don't know what y'all got going on, but I
well, what's the problem down here? Well, lock the fuck in. Lock in.
Yes, you can. One on five, Oscar. Just make it 1-on-5 or better.
I'm not even talking
one
to
on
Oscar.
Five better,
I'm talking to Allen. I'm talking to you, Allen, because you the dummy. Oscar got some sense.
Man,
Allen,
bro,
dummy.
Were you the dummy calling back? You the dummy calling back because I told
I'm
you we're racing the next 2 weeks.
I
said I'll call you
what?
After 2 weeks.
I'm calling
but
back.
Jesse James
I'm
is not racing.
Back because I knew. Hey, listen. I'm calling back
okay, you
because
also,
I knew
man,
your weak ass.
You going to let me talk, bro? You just going to keep talking. You going to let me talk? You going to keep talking, bro?
Go ahead, talk.
I told you, yes, I did call you about the orange car, her old car. Yes, I did. And I told you that we're going to be racing in the next 2 weeks. Now, you said.
No, you
okay,
didn't say
Jesse
that
James,
at first. You only,
man,
only,
I
Allen,
told you that,
you
bro.
Only said that when
hey,
I said those steps. When I told you to lock your head up, poultry, 8 mile, 5 is smaller, that's when you pushed your motherfucking ass, went to back pile and talking about, oh, we got a race.
Okay,
hey, dog,
but did
let me
you
ask
say,
you a question. Hey, hold up,
but
dog,
did you
dog,
say
let me
you
ask
you
a question. How can you call, wait a minute, how can you call somebody, hey, dog, I'm asking, just come on me for 1 second, dog. How can you call
right.
me to lock me in, right? You called me out of the clear blue to lock me in with a car that's a fucking ghost, right? And then turn around
there ain't
and
no
say,
fucking go.
Well, I don't want to lock in right now because we got races. Why did you call me then? You called me. I didn't call
I want
you.
You
called me and wanted
I want
to lock
you where
in.
Your heart stands at.
And then when I, no,
okay.
no.
And you did
I
also
peep,
say,
I peeped
you
your
also
weak ass
say,
game. I peeped your
man,
weak ass game because you motherfuckers,
fuck
you motherfuckers got a third grade education. You, can't
you also
talk,
did say Jesse James, though, bro.
But
Saturday,
guess what?
Saturday, Jesse James was a great white, whatever
thought,
your car
you
is.
You thought you was fucking
Saturday
with a motherfucker that just got here.
Five,
well, you want to run here.
Man,
do you
want to
run? I just
tried
to lock you in. You
ain't
want to lock in.
You trying to talk.
I'll lock either one of your cars in right now. Any one of your cars lock in right now. 5 inches smaller, head up.
1-on-5.
No ticket.
1-on-5. 1-on-5.
I'm not locking you in 1-on-5. I got 2 races already, cuz. Hey, I proved my point. I'm good. I proved my point.
Man, you ain't proved nothing, big dog.
I proved my point.
You ain't proved nothing.
Hey,
you ain't trying to
prove it,
Ray.
Where Bobby at? Hey, Bobby, I told you. I told you, Bobby.
Man, you ain't trying to fucking
weak motherfucker. You can't trick no motherfucker like Tate the Great. What? You can't trick no motherfucker like me. Is you stupid?
Man, that's a weak bitch right there.
I can't tell.
That's a
I'm
weak
ready,
motherfucker.
I'm DP ready for any one of them. I'm DP ready for any one of your cars. The white car or the
one
car.
One on five, Jesse James Saturday.
You
and then you can
pick.
Get, okay. 1-on-5, Jesse James,
I,
and then we'll do an hour after
that. Hold up. I lock you in 1-on-5. I got a break clause. And you don't.
Man, hold up. Why you trying to do all that? Like, say, why you got to be so difficult, man?
Because I have. Hold up. Hey, is that Oscar?
Yeah, it's Oscar.
Okay, Oscar. Me and you can talk calmly. Hey, Oscar, check this out.
Yeah.
Do you remember the last time that me and y'all locked in, I locked Allen in? Allen had all the steps in the world. And then.
I don't remember locking in.
I wasn't
in
going through no race.
Time.
Huh?
Going I don't remember locking in.
You remember when we broke the crank?
I only want to talk to Oscar, man. I don't need you to talk right
well,
now.
Well, I'm talking
Please.
To Oscar. I ain't talking to you. I'm talking to Oscar. I ain't talking to you.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
But we can do Saturday at 7, 1-on-5.
Oscar,
no break clauses
yeah,
on.
I thought you said you were talking to Allen, man. Make your mind up.
No. Allen said he was talking to me. I've been talking to you the whole time.
Okay. Oscar, listen to me. Listen to me good. The last time I locked Allen in, Allen had all the steps in the world. Then he turned around and he said, I need a break clause because I'm going to a race before I come to the race, to the event, right? I said, well, I don't have nothing to do with that. I said, okay, well, fuck it. I'll lock you in. I'm going to give you a break clause and give me a break clause because I might break my car testing. He said, no, I'm not giving you no break clause. I need a break clause. You can't get there. So I gave it to him. I said, okay, cool. I gave it to him. Y'all raced. Y'all broke y'all car. Nobody lost no money. It was no harm, no foul, right? So now I'm asking for the same thing. Y'all don't have no other races locked in. I got two races locked in already.
I don't know what you and Alan went through. You telling me that, but, I mean, I'll stop. What's the point? What's the point of the lock-in?
Okay, well, I'm saying, okay. Hey, Oscar, I don't even use break clauses, but I'm saying I gave it to him because he had all those steps. So now I'm
going to
tell
you
what Curtis is talking about,
but what I'm saying is, what's the point of the lock-in?
So I tell you what, Oscar, listen. Hey, Oscar, listen. I don't want no break clause. I'm going to lock you in for $500. And I still got the two races locked in. What you want to do? I'm locking in five on 5,000 or better. I don't need no break calls for 500. Fuck it. But I'm not going to lock in how he want to lock in. And I gave him a break clause before, and he and goddamn it, y'all broke y'all car and didn't have to give me shit. And now I'm asking for the same thing. All I'm asking for is what I get for him. What's wrong with that?
That's what, you know, when you talk to him. But like I said, when we lock
okay,
in,
well, that's,
fine.
That's why I don't be want to talk to him. Because he wants everything to go his way, and I gave it everything his way, and he slimed out of it, and y'all broke y'all motor, broke the crank, and I ain't get a dime. I ain't never said a word about it. So he called me yesterday out of the clear blue, thinking he going to trick me with the fucking orange car. I'm far from slow,
how
I do this shit. But I guess
how
what?
I'm gonna trick you,
hey,
bro.
Oscar, I don't want to talk to you no more, Alan. You a clown. Oscar, if y'all want to lock in, I have two lock-ins. Hold up. I got two lock-ins already, Alan. Both of them 2-on-10. I'm not locking in another race. I'm going to lock you in without a break clause. But I will. Just to lock you in, Alan, I mean, Oscar, I'll lock y'all in 500 on 5,000 or better. And with no break clause.
We'll do it Friday. I'm going to be sitting around. You know, we'll do that Friday.
What I'm saying, y'all come. Hey, bro, y'all coming in this shit late. I got two races on Friday already.
Keeping up. What you got?
Bro, I know that's why I know I can talk to you calmly, bro. I know you don't. That's why I say y'all coming in the flick late. If y'all wanted to lock in to get there, I will lock you in. But I'm not locking you in for – with no break clause and then lock in for $1,000 or $2,000. I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
Something might happen to my car.
Well, what's the point of the lock in then?
I didn't call y'all. He called me.
That's why I called him because
I didn't say nothing about Jesse James. I just said I don't give a fuck about either one of them.
Man, get
the
fuck out of
here. He called me about an orange car. I'm trying to run Jesse James right now.
Let me get the car out the trailer tomorrow.
Okay, but that's again, Oscar. That's Alan. I just asked him about the orange car. He brought up Jesse James. Everybody on the show just heard him.
Cool, but
I didn't bring up Jesse James.
You the one that said Jesse James yesterday, bro. Get the fuck out of here with that.
Nigga, I told you once I confirmed what car you was talking about.
Ricky.
I said I don't give a fuck which car it is. And I still don't give a fuck about which car it is.
Okay, then.
I still don't care about what car it is. We don't need Ricky on the phone. I don't care what car it is.
I
just said that.
I'll call y'all tomorrow, okay? All right, show up tomorrow. Let me look over the car tomorrow and I'll call you tomorrow.
When I called you back yesterday, I told you to lock in the race
and
give me a break call. You said no.
All right. I mean, what's the whole
point? We can get it. Right now, for the people that don't know, the call-in number, the shit got so full up, it must have blown the fuse. It ain't let nobody on the call-in. If you're on, you're on, though. we finna do this battle report right quick, and then if y'all got any arguments you want to do, we can go back to arguing. Take, you good?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay, all right. Hold on a minute. Let me get out of here.
I expose exactly what I wanted to expose.
Okay, that's
it.
Right.
Exposing
what
shit.
We finna do?
Slow ass turtle, you.
Oh, Lord.
You're a motherfucking liar.
Oh. Well,
slow ass turtle.
You've
been slow for years.
You were trying to call me and lock that goddamn Orange Cayenne motherfucker with a 959 and thinking I wasn't going to say shit about it. Clown ass.
Okay, well, hold on. Hey, guys, if y'all just don't talk about this, let me go with the battery out of the way. If you motherfuckers want to argue, y'all can argue all night. That's on y'all. I don't care. Y'all can argue all night. But let me get this. Right on. I'm going to get the battery report out the way. All right, everybody, mic that's open, mute your mic because we got a feedback. Big Larry, you the first one up here. You got a bad reporter. I'm gonna advise you not to get in, but if you want one, you want to get one, you can. You got a bad report, Big Larry? Larry McKinley.
You get a bad report.
Okay, no problem. Big Fred, come on mute. You got a bad report, Big Fred. Big Fred.
We're gonna let you ride with it. I'm here listening.
Hey, I'm glad you said that because if y'all give a bad report, they're gonna tear y'all ass up like they're gonna tear my motherfucking ass.
We rather for them get you.
Yeah. Right. Take the great. You got a bad report. Take the great. You got a bad report. Anybody on Brother D line? Take the great. Anybody over there on Brother D line?
No, I ain't got nothing, dog. I ain't got nothing.
All right, champ. All right, Oscar's gonna get on y'all ass.
I really would love to hear what the hell Fred bad report was.
Well, Smoke.
It wasn't your ass, Smoke.
Yeah, that's me.
I told y'all, do my bad report. Y'all got to stay on mute, guys, y'all, man. I'm calling. Smoke, all you right. Got a bad report, Smoke? You got a bad report?
I'm going to let you have it, dog.
Okay. What I do on the bad report, I usually close the mic, but y'all was already over. I wasn't going to close them, but I do. All right, let me go ahead to my hometown people. Molly Maul. Maul been standing around. He's got something going on. Man, you see these jokers over here go crazy. The DMV over here got more, they long-winded than we is.
Yeah, dog, but you got to give them the goddamn strip, man, to when they get on the show, man. No speakerphone, no chilling in the background, and no laying up in the whole house and all that stuff, dog. You got to give them the thing, dog.
Yeah, you know, but you know, we always get our gifts. You know, we give them a break the first time. They'll know next time.
Yeah. But they well-spoken, dog. They some well-spoken jokers, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
because
they talk proper. They think they
right.
Call us country folks. They talk proper. You know, they talk, you know, if you didn't know who they was, you think they was white.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, Maul. You got a bad report, Maul?
Yeah, I got a bad report, man. I got my bag going to be headlocked at Little Blue Malibu nephew drive.
Yeah, I know. Nephew, yeah, I got you. All right.
All right, my bullet going to be corn.
Oh, shit. Out of Texas?
Corn. Yeah, old big KG out of Texas.
Okay.
My cub, dog, I'm going to get a cub to old Randy Walton, old Randy with the Black Ops car.
Oh, shit. Oh, okay. All right. Right on.
Yeah.
What else you got? What else you got, Mark?
I ain't got no thought, but my jackass going to be crewman.
Oh, Jesus. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Come on. What else you got?
And that's all I got, dog. That's all I got.
I appreciate that, Mark. Now, y'all see that now. He didn't mention nobody from the DMV, nobody from Texas, nobody was. Why? Because that's the race he was at, and that's what he saw. So people can't get mad. You got to go with Esau. Thank you, Ma. All right. Smoke said he didn't have no bad report. Anybody else got a bad report, hit the one button. Oscar, anybody? Oscar, Allen, anybody on wheelchair line? Any of y'all got a bad report? Anybody on that line got a bad report? Anybody on that line got a bad report? Oh, shit. They done left me out here by my...
No, we ain't got no bad report.
That was Bobby. Oh, hey, Bobby, where you been, man? I didn't call it for y'all to be...
I just got on. I ain't got no bad report. I ain't get to really see much racing this weekend. I had passing out
okay. I'm gonna check that video out. I can't check it out and see if I downloaded it or not yet, Bob. Until I get off the damn show, you just not sending me this shit, man.
I got two of them. Okay.
Okay. I'll let you know whether I needed to redo it or not. Okay. 571-471-4080. You got a bad. Who is this? You got a bad report?
What up, Duff Fred Albert?
What's going on, big man? What's up? What you got to say? You got the flow?
All right. I got the bear report. My bear, Avon Thorpe, was try me. My cub, Rodney Majette, was smoke. My jackass, Tony Bynes.
Oh, really?
And my bully is Black Friday.
Okay. Right on. Right on.
And that's it.
That's a good report.
However, you nasty, and I like it.
I know they're going to tear my ass up, Matt. They're going to tear. Well, when I get this bad report, I'm going to get told to fuck up. I'm going to get my man on there. Let me get my, hey, Flop, hit the one button, Flop. For all these new motherfuckers. Flop, if you on there, Flop, hit the one button, Flop. Boy, they're going to, Fred, they're going to kill me, Fred. Boy, they're going to kill me. My people down there, I got to live with them.
Come on with it, dog.
Oh, I tell you, boy, I gotta close my doors up tonight because they're going to come in and own me when I do this bad report. Flop, if you on there, I need some help, Flop. Hit the one button, Flop. I need some help. I need some help, Flop. If you on the show, hit the one button, Flop. I get my goddamn professor on there. Tell y'all about my disclaimer. He can tell y'all Ben I kid. Let me see what this damn thing says. Where's Kid at? Now, Kid call in late. Kid call in late. And they're going to text me talking about the show full already. He already know on a goddamn it, Monday to call in. Now the call in number on the show won't let nobody else in. They call it, goddamn, 20-14. Damn, I was tearing goddamn LSU ass up. I got to hook my two game, 20-14, okay. All right, Fred, y'all stay on mute, Fred. If anybody else got a bad report, I'm going to go and get the official bad report. Let's see, bad is Gargantua Regal. Hold up, man, this motherfucker here making jokes. The bad Gargantua Regal, the cub is Big Tony. Man, y'all making jokes now. Y'all talking about the motherfucker that got fucked up. Gargantua ain't won a goddamn race in 3 years. Hell, he's going to be a bear. He look like a goddamn bear, but he... Fred, he might look like a goddamn bear, but he ain't no goddamn bear.
Good
he might
report.
Look like the motherfucker. Yeah. Let me get... I'm finna open my man back up, because he the one made me do the bear report. It made me... I used to try to get 6 or 7 bears and 4 or 8. Hold on, let me with Sherry. Hey, Sherry. Sherry Tucker. You there, Sherry?
Yes, Sherry. I'm here. Yeah.
You got a bad report? You know about you got a bad report?
No.
Okay. All right. Stay your ass
can
on
hear,
me.
Can you hear me?
All right.
Can you hear me?
I heard you said no. Yes, okay. We hear you.
Sorry.
Yeah. Okay. You must have got to go to the doctor then you can't fucking hear. Anyway, let me get Maul on there. Keep Maul, you there, Maul? Maul.
Yeah, I'm right here.
Maul, all right, because when I get a bad report, they're going to get mad at me, Maul. But then, see, like you get your bad report, I understand your bad report. They ain't going to understand the official. All right, guys, get back, lean back. If you want to get mad and cuss, you can lean back and cuss. If you don't, we can do the bad report. If you ain't got nothing going, I want to at least see the second half of this hour of the game. And then Juju Watkins them come on after that. But I done got into the women's basketball game. My wife left because I wanted to watch the game. And she, but anyway, that's another story. But anyway, all right. Big Fred, y'all hanging there with me, y'all. Here we go, y'all. I got a bad report that's all over this shit, but they're going to get mad at me. The official. And say, I know Smoke Gun said something because he think he was a bad just because he whooped Tony, but everybody whooped Tony, so that don't count. Anyway, the official bad report for this week, the 1st of April. And guess what, y'all? Ain't nobody even did no April Fool jokes or nothing today. It's April the 1st. Ain't nobody did no April Fool jokes or nothing. But anyway, the official bear of the week. The official bear of the week. Is Patrick Estevez Jr. in Black Friday. That is the official bear of the week. The cub of the week is Richard Wilson Jr. in Camel Car, whatever the hell he do this bullshit. The white folks always got some old fucked up ass names and shit. Now somebody gonna send me a bad report. Quit texting me nothing. I don't know. Don't nobody text me shit no more. It's too damn late. Don't text me nothing. And now they wanna start texting me the bad reports and shit. The cub is Richard Wilson Jr. and Kamakaya. Now that's the next thing to the bad, which is the bad thing. The racer of the event the week is Chris with the Underdog Crew. The Bully is also Chris of the Underdog Crew. The Thot is Batman out of Texas. The Jackass is Kumi Stepchild. The Lamont Safford is the Calvin Crew out of Texas. They didn't even take Batman money. They didn't take Batman money, and they went out there and raised him, but they went out there still and beat the shit out of him. Most impressive was Rodney Majetti and Smoke. Honorable mention, T. Wayne, White Mustang. Driver of the week, Richard Wilson. Somebody tell me how to pronounce that shit. Fred, how you pronounce that goddamn name, man?
Kamakai.
Kamakai? Okay.
Comic-Con.
All right. Right on. All right. Best race of the week, T. Wayne versus Carter. That was a race for that big money. Now, Fred, I know you be saying it. See, money in my bad report don't mean nothing. They ain't bet but a dollar. So money never factors in my bad report for a criteria. So I know some people might be saying we
your
ran
report.
For $40,000, we ran for $50,000. But I don't ever put money in it because the little guys that don't never get no credit run for the most money and shit. But then only the known guys get recognized. Now, like I said, so the best race of the week was T. Wayne, which is Carter, and they ran for a nice little purse there, and T. Wayne fucked him up. Sportsmanship Award goes to my man Slim with the Cabin Crew out of Texas. He didn't take the man's funk out money when he was 30, 45 minutes late, and they still went out there and talked to Tate about that later. That's good. I'd have took that goddamn money and made him lock in again. Best host of the week was Shanita McKenzie, Brown for It All Crew. She did some hell of a cooking, man. If y'all didn't get none of that chicken, I used to see it on when they was down in Rico. I used to see it. It'd be looking good, but I ain't know how it tastes, but that's some goddamn good chicken. They made some chicken and sent it to the front, and they had family roll on the bag for your family, and they put out there what it was. I stole me a goddamn sandwich. Fuck the family. I stole me a sandwich and hid it. So that is the official bear report. The bear of the week, Patrick Estevez Jr. in Black Friday. The cub is Richard Wilson Jr. in Kamakaya. The racer of the week was Chris in the Underdog Crew. The bullet also was Chris in the Underdog Crew. The thought was Batman out of Texas. The jackass was Kumi Kumis from down this way in Stepchild. Lamont Sanford was no grudge raised out of the DMV made the bear report. Well, hold on a minute now. Somebody just texted me and said, no grudge raised out of the DMV made. Ain't Richard Wilson and what you call him out of the DMV, Fred?
Yeah, they both out of the DMV.
So what this dumb bitch sending me this shit talking about ain't nobody from the DMV made the bear report? Let me leave that alone. That's between y'all got shit going on. Anyway, most impressive was Rodney Majetic with Smoke. He fucked Tony Bryan up, y'all. Honorable mention was T. Wayne and the White Mustang. The driver of the week was Richard Wilson. The driver was Richard Wilson. The best race of the week was T. Wayne. Marcus, quit texting me, man. I'm doing the bad report, motherfucker. Quit texting me. God damn it. Y'all want to talk about that? This is my report. Best race of the week was T. Wayne in Carter. Sportsmanship Award with the Slim out of Texas from the Cabin Crew for not taking the money. And the best host was Shanita McKenzie. I'm for the old Marlon Mike's back up. If you got anything you want to say or do about it, come on about it, though. But people don't realize if they're in a shootout and they paid to get in the shootout, we just had it on the morning that is a grudge race. So I'm opening all the mics back up. Fat Albert, you open. Fat Albert, you can talk if you want to. Anybody, y'all can do what you want to now. Oh. All the mics open. Smoke, you open. Smoke, you open.
Oh, okay, dog. So
anybody
want to
talk?
About the shootouts. You doing shootouts with it? Okay. Dog. I'll next time, my
dog.
Fault.
Yeah.
Dog. Dog.
Yeah.
I'm saying this is Smoke, and I'm saying since they put it up, and since Brawl for It All over now, it ain't North Carolina versus DMV no more. Now we can race anybody in North Carolina, and since you put the bell up as underdog, I'm sending him a special invitation out.
Well, hold on a minute. Somebody, he must have got to open Larry McKenzie's ball or something. When did I say the damn underdog was the bear?
Oh, I'm sorry. He was the bully.
Yeah, he was the bully there. He was bullet most. And to be honest with you,
yeah,
I don't think you want none of that trouble either. I don't think, now I don't know, he might be scared of you, but I don't believe nobody on them big ties could have beat underdog. I don't think so. I don't believe nobody down there could have beat him.
We talking about Friday night?
I'm talking about any goddamn night.
Dog, you told a lie, dog.
I'm sending him out an invitation. I'm sending him out an invitation.
Like I said, we can argue. I just said, I think. That's
all right,
my opinion. Hey, Friday he was safe, dog.
But Saturday, his ass wasn't safe Saturday. He wasn't safe Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
That's for damn sure. He was not safe Saturday. I can promise you that shit. Now, we can lock in any time. It ain't got to be my race. Any race.
I'm going to say the biggest bad tire on the property was Gotham City.
Gotham City got fucked up. Gotham City got fucked up. He got fucked up.
Hey, even the broken clock's right two times a day.
That's true. Hey, Willie Dog. Willie Dog.
He had to be right. Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, I missed that memo
as far as.
But Underdog did get busy. Shout out to the guys.
Underdog did that thing. They did that thing Friday, for sure.
Well,
no,
doubt.
Ain't taking
no.
Ain't taking
your
no.
Your mic is open, yes. Yes, it's open, yes.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, I missed that new shit that y'all are doing now that you say that as far as the shootout stuff, y'all including it to, you know, being top of the chain for the bad report. That's why I texted
well,
you what I said.
What I'm saying is, it's because you don't know the memo and all that. That ain't your problem. That ain't my problem.
I've been following your show for 15 years, and it's never been like that. So I mean, because I missed it, that means you charged me to it for what?
Maul, is he lying or not, Maul?
Hey, I'm just saying.
Is he lying or not?
You said y'all said something about this morning. I missed that.
We always included the shootout for a couple of years back. At first it wasn't, but we did it a couple of years back because
okay.
They said the people. See, Mark, let me tell you why. Because these scared motherfuckers scared to lock out for a one-on-one shootout. They don't even come to the racetrack now. They don't even come to the racetrack now. This is a goddamn shootout. This is a damn shootout.
I respect it.
Yeah.
I just know
but
that
not,
you know
like
Larry had 40 lock-ins on the lock-in list. And I figure at least one of them would have made, you know what I mean, one of the, you know, that's all, you know, that's it.
That my bad report is up to my discretion. I don't give
a
fuck if he had 70 races locked in. My bad report is based on what I see and what I like. That's what it's only based on. And that's what I say. If anybody take it personally, I'm sorry, but that's what it is. But right on, Marcus. Ain't nothing wrong with speaking your concerns because some people might have the same concerns and scared to say something. So good report, Marcus. Good report.
But
good report, man. Good report. Yeah. But y'all go ahead and talk for a minute. We're going to be on this for a little while. I'm going to go. Hey, whoever got all the noise, mute your phone, man. I'll open everybody mic. That's why I don't like to open everybody mic, because y'all don't know how to discipline yourself with all the noise and shit. We have all they got. So I don't know who it is because I open everybody's mic. But I tell you what, I'm going to go. End of the first quarter, 31-26, LSU. Damn, LSU didn't come back. Okay. Well, I tell you what, Fred. Since I ain't want to really do nothing but the bad report, and the show won't let nobody else on. Thank you for telling me, Marcus. I'm finna go ahead and end this thing. But Larry and Fred and Smoke, y'all go ahead on. Y'all do y'all final thoughts and whatever y'all got to say. We're gonna get on out of here.
So,
no, we ain't.
Dog, I'll go first. Larry said he ain't let you shut down the show.
How the hell you get to go first with that big head? How you get to go first?
Saying the same damn thing.
Every time you always run your damn mouth and keep.
Old men go last.
Larry,
that's why you ask
last. The last man is always the best, though. The last man is always the best.
So go ahead, Larry. I'll let you go first then.
Nah, you go ahead because you got that little raggedy mouth, that little raggedy phone.
Hey, dog, your report was good, but I'd almost be remiss if your report's your report, but I didn't give a report because I don't want to be biased, but my man Avon and Try Me was bagging him and tagging him, and he also tore Larry's ass up. He killed another legend. So he's definitely on my bear report. And we were getting busy down there.
Yeah, I got you.
But I'll just say it one more time, quick commercial. April 13th, Blood, Sweat, and Tears, Cecil County Dragway. We're going to do it big. We're going to have a lot of action back to back. We're going to get it going good. And North Carolina is going to be in the house heavy, probably more North Carolina cars on one DMV property, probably in a very long time since the DMV has been having these grudge events. So we thank our North Carolina family for coming up, sharing a special day with us, and getting busy. And I'm gonna close it out by saying I'm gonna get Smoke and Larry's ass messed up on April 13th, Blood, Sweat, and Tears. Facts.
Oh shit!
All right, I'm handing it over.
Oh shit!
Larry, you mind if I go second? Do you mind if I go second, Larry?
Go ahead, Mr. Smoke.
Larry, you want to go? You the elder. You get to choose.
No, I said go ahead, Mr. Smoke. You can go. Go ahead, Smoke.
All right. I want to thank Wooddog for handing this platform for us so we can speak our minds and not be, as the words say, handcuffed for what we say. But let me just put this out here. I want to, Fred, I look forward to coming out there on April the 13th. I got family coming from New Jersey, coming from Maryland, and coming from Virginia to see this asshole get gapped. And I look, and we look forward to it. And I can't wait for it. And I want to thank you. But on May the 18th, 252 Bad Boys, and that will be at the Outer Banks Dragway for Put Up or Shut Up. It's going to be one hell of an event. We're looking forward for everybody to come down. The whole crew will be in the house. Right now, the locked-in races we can have will be that one I'm going to be the headliner, the Smoke versus Black Bell. Woo! Man, that right there is enough right there to set a crowd on fire. And we look forward to that. And also, we'll be in the house, as far as we know, we Double Trouble and Robin Hood supposed to be in the house. And this Big Town Shootout is going to be something for the record books. We looking forward to everybody being down there. I want to thank everybody for all the fan support that we had this weekend. Man, I didn't know we had that many in the house, but we had a lot of huge fan support. Much respect to everybody that supported 252. And we look forward to seeing you guys at May the 18th at Outer Banks. Big props. And let me just put this out there. I can't say enough about the crew that when we got called back to the trailer because everything was blowing around, man, we had five guys from down in that area. I couldn't get that guy's number because by the time we got back, they wouldn't want to take their names. But they stood around the car and they said, Smoke is protecting while we were gone. And they surrounded the car till we came back. Big props up to them guys. Thank you. Much appreciated. And those are two fans. Well, Larry had an awesome event. We love it. And look forward to it next year again. So, with that being said, everything was all right. Jacksonville don't owe us nothing. We had a amazing ball.
Good report.
That's a good damn report.
No doubt. Floor is yours, Larry.
Good report.
Okay. First of all, I want to thank once again everybody for coming out for Brawl for All Four. And I don't mean no harm, but Smoke, it's over with now. So we on your ass now. Okay, so we coming down there to fuck you up.
Damn,
that shit you and that big head motherfucker Fred talking about. Let me tell y'all one thing. Y'all ain't never been on Dog Show before. Now y'all think y'all some hot shit, and then you gonna talk about Avon. Nobody give a fuck about Avon. You ain't been no damn word. You been listening, man. You ain't saying shit. This motherfucker always trying to own up to something. The big head fucker. We gonna get fucked up. See, that's what I say about these here.
If you listen, you can learn some game on Dog Show with Joe.
Everybody got to listen. I was on Dog Show way before you were, so you need to shut your young ass mouth up, okay?
For 10 years, mother. You crazy.
Dog, tell them who been on the show first, dog. Okay, now it's that first, dog.
That's y'all argument. I ain't getting in it.
Bitch, I know your old ass ain't going to sit up and not going to take an offense. You're not going to make this right, dog.
Wait, yeah, Larry, you was on there first, Larry. You was.
Thank you. Okay, now, Fred,
Larry,
shut your motherfucking mouth up.
You should have learned how to win by listening to all the Bears.
I already know how to win. Y'all were luck. That was luck. Y'all little punk ass got away with. Okay, and also, dog, you tell that damn Pitterhead or whatever his name is, Bead. What's his damn the one with the white beard, whatever his name is. I'm gonna get his ass. I'm just gonna fuck his ass. I hope he lose every motherfucking race this weekend. That bitch gonna lose every motherfucking race this weekend. Watch. Punk ass.
Hey, Larry, you nasty.
He still might be on there now.
I don't care if he is on here. Listen, I got some new friends now. I'm gonna get some new friends now. I'm gonna get his ass messed up. Well, you got to go watch this show, so I'm not gonna hold you no longer. I think I've said enough, but dog, I appreciate you coming down. You do good work, okay? I recommend you the highest on any show, which they already know that. You the godfather. Okay, so with that said and done, I'm out of here. Okay, I'm out of here.
Yes, sir. And we out of here, too. I'm going to go watch the rest of this game. Y'all be good. Tune in tomorrow for a better show.